The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 7th of November, 2017. As I always do, stand up, deep breath through the nose, out through the mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. Let me tell you something right now. You can think whatever you want about those two verses or bringing in good things to your life doesn't work, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to show you, as I have the example of myself that is just going through turmoil, it seems like, day in, day out, working here, telling them basically to shove it up their ass and walking out the door. Let me tell you something right now, and I'll bring this gentleman, we got our pal Dr. Wong on today, and we were just talking offline. I'm a very polite guy. I try not to mistreat people or anything like that. But what I was around was enough. And when this guy's telling me you got to do this many of this and that, and finally I said to him, you know, you've been here for probably more than half your life. I said, it's a nothing job. I said, you can basically shove your job up your ass. And he was like, what? And he goes, we got to fill papers out. I said, send me my check. Fuck you. And I walked out the door. I'll tell you what, there comes a point with everybody. I don't know if you want, people like to call it a breaking point. I'm not broken at all. What happens is I just to the point now where it's like thread the needle. That's about all you got with me now. I'm not playing around. I never did. But now I'm so damn focused and know even more so what I want. I was just telling Dr. Wong. 2 years from now or less, I'm going to be standing in front of 10,000 people telling them all about these stories, encouraging them to go after their dreams. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have somebody going and telling you things like this, I don't know what's going to happen to you, because we are seeing a barrage of things coming at us now like I've never seen in my life. But we're going to get into this in the show, I'm sure, but I want to keep rolling. So remember, I am a winner. I am a champion. Also, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. The biggest product out there, Winner's Circle. You want to make a difference in your life. You want to see what I've been doing here at the FBC Steel and Stone Yard for 15 years. Buy it. Get up off your ass. Take some serious action after it. I'll be in your corner. We're going to bring that. And we're going to bring that to the forefront. It's the best $247 you could ever spend on 13 modules. There's enough on those modules to last you the rest of your life if you want. But we're going to keep growing it, obviously. And also, too, we are going to bring Etched in Stone back. And that is being worked on right now. And that product is really something. And Dr. Wong is one of the people that is in with us here. He's in a very important part of it. Besides of his knowledge, we brought him in mainly because, you know, how we always talk about testosterone or injury or whatever. He is the main man that we are going to send everybody to for his products, because other than Steven Santangelo, I don't take anybody else's stuff. So Dr. Wong is a very big cog in the wheel, as I say here. So we're going to get into that more and more down the road. Also, contribute to the companies. We need the cash to keep rolling no matter what. You go out to our contribute page on Fiorello Barbell Co., FiorelloBarbellCo.com. There's a 25, 50, and 100. You know what they all are. Anybody that doesn't, go out and read it. It's full of plenty to help us and help you out. You click the button, goes right to my PayPal account, you're in and out, bang. So please, take a look at it and help us out. We really need some help right now. I thank you in advance. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com /category/podcast. Look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done. If you had to pay him or myself for these, you'd be paying a pretty penny right now, let me tell you. And we give it all for free. And I'm telling you right now, wait till you see, we got more. We got a couple new people coming in the end of the week. One of the biggest things, this is great too, Saturday, Charlie Oliphant, who is one of the greatest stone lifters in the world from Scotland, his son Lawrence is 7 years old, and excuse me, Charlie, Lawrence, and myself are going to do a three-way show on Saturday, and this young man is already lifting small Atlas stones, and he's a hell of a kid, and I can't wait to interview him because this ought to be something great. And as I said, we're going to be getting into this more and more in 2018 because we are going after the children. And when you got people like Dr. Wong, who's got diverse and the experience and all this stuff, and many other people, we're going to be cracking a whole new market. And I want to get these kids now. You know, and I'm going to talk to my brother-in-law this weekend. Danny is 7. I want to get Danny and Dan on the show to talk about the sandbags he's doing. Also, too, my pal was the Incredible Hulk for Thanksgiving or for Halloween. He literally had the suit they wear. It looks like a big blown-up muscle suit with a Hulk head. He looked bad as hell. So that was great. Also, don't forget, go out and sign up for our newsletter. That's right on the homepage of motivationmuscle.com. It goes right to my MailChimp account. Otherwise, we don't know where you are, and you want to get those letters too. And before I bring Dr. Wong in, I say this now all the time. May we all live among the brave forever. And I figure that's right up his alley. He loves that stuff. And we've been saying that on the last 5 shows. So without further ado, welcome back, Dr. Wong. It's great to have you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on board again, Eric.
It's my pleasure. It's my honor. I'm going to give you a little information about Dr. Wong, and then he can add whatever he'd like. And we're going to do a show today, because he even started laughing, because I come up with these things where I'll read something and I'll put my own spin on it. And we're going to talk about granola and soy milk, and we're going to revisit manliness. But I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. That is something. Dr. Wong, anything? I obviously give out that beautiful website and anything else you would, and we'll start today's show.
Thank you, Eric. Anyone who wants to read my rantings and ravings can go to drwong.us, that's drwong.us, although I have to note that right now the site is down, but hopefully it'll be up by the end of the evening. My radio shows, most of them, are at drwongradio.com, that's drwongradio.com. All the shows since last summer, since the summer of 2016, will be placed on YouTube at Dr. William Wong's Essentials of Life and Wellness. Long title, sorry about that, but Michelle dreams these things up, I don't.
Yep.
Dr. William Wong's Essentials of Life and Wellness on YouTube. And between the two of those, most all of my shows are there. And gosh, I've gotten to 320 so far. I didn't think I'd have material for more than 50, honestly.
Yeah.
When I kept on recording shows after 2008, I was really surprised, and here I am a decade later, and we're still going. The supplements can be bought or looked at drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome. Granola and soy milk, and we're going to revisit manliness a little bit. It's kind of like an off-the-cuff goof on a lot of guys. But, you know, obviously we're witnessing a lot of things going on in the United States. It's all over the world. But, you know, like I was telling Dr. Wong, I met a couple girls at a pub recently just getting takeout. And we start talking about things, and obviously men came up, which I have no idea out of the blue how that happened. And they're saying to me, now they're probably in their early 30s, and they're like, you can't find really a good guy anywhere. A guy that is still a guy, but he knows how to treat a lady. I said, well, you got one guy here, and if you go out and listen to my show, motivationmuscle.com, you're going to meet up with a whole bunch that live by that law. And I said, you know, let's face it. Most of the guys walking around, especially from 25 down on, and this is no joke, are granola and soy milk. And we know that a lot of them were raised. Well, if they're, Dr. Wong and I have talked about it. I've gone out and done research. I've gone out and read. You know, if you were a male born in the 70s, chances are you were raised on soy milk. We know what that can do to males because now they're finding all kinds of things. They would never admit to it if they knew it back then, 70s, 80s, 90s. But we know underdeveloped genitalia, more of a feminine acting male, doesn't want to participate in a lot of things. And it was very interesting. And I'm going to give it right to Dr. Wong, and I know he'll appreciate this. There was a big article about a lot of upstate and downstate New York farmers here. And there's, I guess, a robotic machine out that now milks cows. And this one company now, one farmer got it, and he said, and they're asking, well, why did you do it? And this is very interesting because I think this is everywhere. They could not get men who wanted to work on a farm anymore. And they were like, well, why is this? And it's pretty obvious. It's too goddamn hard. And when you're of a feminine nature and all you want to do is fucking jack off on your phone, jobs like that are going to become harder and harder to fill. Now, I understand it's a cutting edge thing. Robots now doing that, eesh, you know, I mean, yow. But I understand on the other end, if you can't get help, and most of these farmers are probably getting older now, or it might be the farmer and his wife and maybe one kid or no kids, or maybe a father in. I understand that totally. So because of this, and I'm gonna say this right off the bat with this granola and soy milk and all this other BS. In my opinion now, I never would have said this 2 years ago, 5 years ago. This was a planned out thing. There's no doubt in my mind it was, and we get it from every direction, the feminization of men, and to make a male not even know the direction of where he's going, to be constantly confused. And we know now with all of the material coming at you, whether it's your iPad, and most people are using phones now. I think I just heard today the iPhone 10's out. And it basically probably can sing and dance now with what they've done with this stuff. That's the thing. All this other stuff is going to go bye-bye. It's your phone pretty much, and that's going to be it. So when I thought of this show, I automatically thought of Dr. Wong, obviously, with the granola and soy milk. But I know from previous shows we've done when we talk about manliness, and we've read excerpts out of books and this and that, that our audience and our new people coming in love this stuff, and it's mainly because I think, like myself, we constantly need to be reminded through repetition. Dr. Wong, take it, my friend.
Take a look at how small all the little buttons are on all those damn phones.
Yep.
You get guys like you and me, our moosey fingers cover at least more than one button.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get those little guys with the tiny little hands and the itty-bitty little pointy fingers, how the hell are they going to milk a cow? They couldn't even get it around the teat, much less pull on the teat for 20 minutes to empty out the poor cow's udder.
Yep.
So everything has been, as you pointed out, everything has been made for the last at least 40, 50 years to feminize men. I just found out last week something that shocked the living crap out of me. That, you know, the nutritional industry is part and parcel of this feminization. All of the vegan, vegetarian crap, all meant to feminize men.
Yeah.
But it goes back as far as the vitamin C craze.
Yep.
Taking vitamin C over 3,000 milligrams a day increases your estrogen output. Nobody knew that 30 years ago. Nobody knew that 40 years ago. It's just come out now.
Yep.
Holy poop.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many doctors out there recommending mega dosing vitamin C to help fight disease. And I can tell you, having tried it with myself and with patients, it doesn't work.
Right.
Even though they swear it does. But the ultimate aim of high dose vitamin C, and they knew this from the get go, was to increase the guy's estrogen output. Well, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. See, most people get very I really piss people off sometimes because I'll make claims like that, and they'll be like, well, why would anybody do something like that knowingly? And I said, what would you think? Why would someone do that knowingly? And I was like, how about an agenda? How about taking a species, we'll talk about the male, and basically what you do is you render them inadequate in all ways and shapes. Because, you know, I read that article you were talking about with testosterone and how the doctors don't have a fucking clue. Well, one of the big things about having high manly amounts of testosterone, and once again, you know, we talk about farming, blacktopping, you know, I don't know how many shops are left where you're going to crack a hammer to an anvil all day, a blacksmith, any of these things, body men, real body men that, you know, can hang quarter panels on cars, yep, lift doors, all kinds of shit, all right? You know, we know that a lot of this is dwindling more and more, and we don't have a lot of interest in this. A lot of males don't. They want to go into these warehouses or whatever, wherever they're working in, and plug their fucking phone in or their laptop and do whatever it is they want to do. All right, be my guest. But the thing is, when you walk out in society, if you're looking at the world today, and I try not to let myself feed into it, but you can't discount, the world is becoming a very dangerous place. I mean, you look at the last few weeks here in New York and then in Texas, and thank God that guy heard the gunshots and did the right thing in, yep, Texas, okay? In New York, what do? They go and they hide under things. And then you have a mayor and you have a governor that night with twisted out Halloween marching in a parade after how many people were murdered. I mean, that was despicable and disgusting.
And declaring himself a Muslim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your mayor declaring, yep, himself a Muslim.
Well, he's the guy, too, that loves to walk around and say the whole world is a mess because of white people. All right? Last I seen...
What color is he?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. this is the problem with everything. And when you've got stuff coming at you rapidly, 24/7... what you have to do, because I've been, you know, not only reading and practicing it myself, you really have to disconnect. And you have, yep, to, you have to disconnect in a way where I'm going to equate it to like when I wrote my blog today. You know, I talk about stewards of strength at the gatekeepers. You literally have to be a gatekeeper guarding your mind all the time and your health. Because I know people still don't get it. We've been up for over 3 years now. Dr. Wong's been on the air since 08. And I know he goes into it because I listen to his podcast. Not enough are taking the charge. You're not guarding your mind. You're not guarding it. And, you know, I've said it before with all the things I'm doing. Try to override a negative thought. It'll take a minimum of 20 days. 20 to 66 days to flush and purge that out of your mind. Now multiply that, say you're 30 years old right now. You've got a lot of work to do. And if you keep up at the rate you're doing, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get stomped on out there for sure. Because you don't see a lot of civility out there in the world. Manners are a lost art. If I hear somebody say thank you to me, I have to do a double take. Okay? This is ridiculous, you know, and people are just not being taught anymore. And when something happens, then they're the first ones to cry foul, et cetera, et cetera. I think at this point, well, I'm just going to speak on my behalf and I'll go right to Dr. Wong. This is why I do Motivation and Muscle, because my theory is this. We've got 30 more years unless an act of God kills me in the next 10 seconds. We have the ability through people like Dr. Wong with his show, with his company, his supplements, my company, both of them, and anybody associated with here, and don't laugh when I say this, we can go out and change the world. I know we are right now. I get notes from people that were down on their fucking chin, basically. And they said, I got to tell you, whether it was me or somebody on with me, it made me start thinking. It made me pick myself back up. It made me make food choices. It made me start thinking of manliness again. I can tell you a number of people who listen to this show, contact Dr. Wong for advice. They buy supplements from him. That's the idea. But go ahead, Doc. I could talk forever, but take it away.
You know, the pendulum, luckily, thank God, is beginning to swing the other way. It began to actually swing the other way, and I realized this about 3-4 days ago.
Yep.
With a poet named Robert Bly. Robert Bly wrote a book called Iron John. And Iron John should be must-reading for any guy over 35.
Yep.
Robert Bly, B-L-Y, might be B-L-Y-E. He's basically the guy who started the men's initiation movement back in the mid-90s.
Yep.
Since then, you've had a lot of pockets here and there.
Yep.
In the United States, it's mostly been with the alt-right, with the what would be considered the far right wing, thank God for us.
Yep. Yeah.
Who have been waving the flag going, hey, the country's turning faggy.
Yep.
All guys have lip dicks.
Yep.
We're all queers.
Yep.
We need some real men around here.
Yep.
And we've been looking at this entire conspiracy, starting with the feminazi movement on castrating men, and it's all a matter of control. You know, there hasn't been a feminine-dominated society that has ever existed,
right?
That for long enough to actually, you know, do anything. There have been no empires founded and completely run by women. Whatever women have run empires, like Catherine the Great, did so using a structure that men had created. Mm-hmm. She did not create the structure. Feminine-only societies. Matriarchal societies. That's a word that I'm looking for. Always self-destruct. You put 20 guys in a room, you get camaraderie after about an hour.
Yep.
They begin to joke around. They begin to work together. They begin to cooperate. You put 20 women in a room. What the fuck happens?
They
get catty with each other.
Yep. Yep.
They never cooperate. They try to slit each other's throats. I have spoken to so many ex-service women who have gone into convents expecting to find the same camaraderie they had in the service.
Yep.
To be so disappointed by how the nuns behave inside the convents with each other,
mm-hmm,
that they want to leave. Yeah. Hell, they want to go back to the service.
Yeah. Yep.
The matriarch structures are just there to destroy manhood for a period in that society, so that society can fall and another society can take it over. Okay, think about something, folks. We have been destroying Western society now since the 60s and 70s. What society are they bringing in to replace us with? A society filled with religious slaves who have no larger than a 70 IQ on average.
Yeah.
On average, these people have a 70 IQ. And it's declining because their religion teaches that incest is okay. You know, there's a reason why God doesn't want you to have sex with your sister.
Yeah. Exactly.
There really is.
Yep.
It's just freaking insane. So you bring in the 70 IQ people to lower the general IQ in the country. The U.S.'s average IQ is 95 to 100.
Yep.
It's quickly diminishing. We have a good many cities, especially in the Northeast and Central Northwest, Central Midwest, where the average IQ in those cities is in the maybe 90.
Yeah.
But the average IQ is in the 80s. Now, the 80s is a really bad IQ to have. People with 80 IQs really can't differentiate between good and bad. They don't want to differentiate between good and bad. They don't have high morals. They just have visceral things they want. They want to fuck. They
want to
eat.
That's what I was going to say.
They want to rob. Yep. They want to steal. Yep. They want to do this, which is why most of those folks in prison can't be rehabilitated. Most of the prison population has got an 80 IQ, but you've got entire cities with 80 IQs, like St. Louis.
Yep.
God, all. Chicago.
Yep.
New York City. And those places, oh gosh, Trenton and Camden are even worse. They're down in the 70s.
Yeah. And all they do is procreate, and then you got even more trouble. Bang.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Procreate, commit crime, and collect welfare. That's it. You know, people wonder. They think I'm crazy when I pray to God for the Russians to nuke all the major cities in the United States.
Yeah.
Do us the frickin' favor, please, Putin, and get rid of these people. But, you know, so all this has been planned, from the soy formula to the vitamin C to the vegetarianism to the social movements to feminize men and radicalize women. It's all been planned to take the society down, to make us all slaves, to get us to the point where we're just worker bees.
Yep.
I'll be quiet now.
Well, no, because we saw this in China with opium.
Yes.
What does things like that do to you? What it does is you get people hooked on something, and you get them hooked a little more, and eventually you turn them in, no matter what it is. I'm going to just use the term junkie. And guess what? You own their soul. Their soul's gone black at that point. And this is what all this stuff is about. This is rendering you, especially a man, your manhood dead, literally. And I think I told you one time we lost this gentleman, and he was a good guy too, but he and I had definite different feelings about manhood. And, you know, he tried to tell me, well, you know, when you get in your 60s and all that, you know, you're not out looking at a lot of women, and that's part of the aging process. And I looked at him, I said, Dave, you're full of fucking shit. Like that. I said, the day that I'm not looking at women, the day that I can't sport a hard-on with a woman, I said, is the day I'm finished as a male. He couldn't understand that because he felt at a certain age, you shouldn't have any of these primal interests. I'll tell you what you should do.
And that's what his wife told him. Because she didn't want to get laid anymore.
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing, guys. You know, I talk about these excursions to Iceland. Okay? And it's more than just going and tearing your arm or lifting a stone or getting caught in a storm where we thought we might be dead. All right? It's more than that. It's the idea of a man, whether he's with multiple males or one other or by himself, all you got to do is set your goddamn camera on a tripod and away you go is this. It's a way to disconnect and get away. It's a way to sit down and think. Lately, I've been talking about, I wrote another blog yesterday calling Think and Stretch. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. Go out and train, all right? Whether I do off days, I think I was telling Dr. Wong, I've come up with a number of things with the sand dune we both own. And we know the story about what this fine piece of equipment can do. But I've been writing programs all over the place for my own, and eventually they're all going to come out. But I'll tell you one I've said on other shows. I've been doing a program with the Nautilus, and this is the first Nautilus generation neck machine, the four-way. And I know Dr. Wong's very, he knows all about this. I've got a few pieces of very early Arthur Jones. I'm not a machine guy, but these weren't machines like we see now. I mean, the size of the sprockets and the chains on these things would blow your mind if you've never seen them. So I've been doing it 6 out of 7 days besides my training days. I take one day off where I'm doing a program with the Nautilus four-way, and I found a way to do a four-way on the sand dune I've designed. And my neck looks like holy shit. I'm trying right now. Well, there's no trying. I'm going to succeed with this. I want to have a 25-inch neck at 301 pounds.
Cool.
Okay? Why? What's the first thing that'll kill you if it ain't strong? Your neck. All right? You get hit with a shot, you ain't going down with a 25-inch neck. In fact, you'll look at them and just growl at them. What if you get in a car accident? What usually happens to people? Break your fucking neck. All right? Obviously, we talk about other things. But what I'm saying here is this. So there I am out there doing it. And, you know, there's times when I lift. It's not all the time. I get very cerebral, meaning I start – my brain just fires off. And I start thinking. So I'm thinking about the neck, and I'm thinking about what do I want to do here and there. And I got thinking. I said, you know, this feels pretty good. I just think, and I stretch my arms over my head to try to touch the moon above me that night, that beautiful moon in the dark sky. And it's incredible. You ought to try it. It's just think and stretch. And, you know, little things like that set bigger things off within you. And all these things we're talking about here today, because to me, this stuff we're talking about are just negatives. These are negatives in people's lives. They haven't discovered it yet, especially males. Most of them don't know any better. They've never been really around males. I mean, males. I'm talking, you know, getting hit, lifting, you know, the kind of chatter that you only have among each other. Because God help you, if they hear you today out somewhere, you'll lose your job, or for all you know, who knows what could happen. What I'm saying is, when I do that pilgrimage, when next year I go away and do all those stones, it's more than just lifting stones. It's more than just contacting with the ones that lifted previous to you, which is incredible in itself. But you go out there and you think and stretch, think and stretch. I always bring journals with me. Sit down and write your ass off. Even if it's like kind of incoherent, but when you go back and read it, you can piece it together and probably put together a book. These are the things that really bring to me what maleness is all about. And this is my direction. I'm going with the show and everything. Not only do we talk about this grand stuff, but we talk about the whole mental thing, how we're getting into more and more of the mental end of the shows now, where this is very popular because a lot of people are really starving on the mental side. I was telling Dr. Wong before we came on, Charlie Oliphant, who's an incredible guy. He lives in Scotland, and he's done some amazing things with stones this year. They own a castle, and he's a farmer. And his son Lawrence is 7 years old, and he's begun lifting stones. Of course, Charlie runs, it's all his, the Ard Blair Stones, which is all part of the Scottish Games, where they have the old wooden barrels, and I believe they have Atlas stones from 40 pounds to 335, and they set it up. Anybody can do it, especially the little kids. They'll put an X on the side of the barrel, and you can pick the stone up and touch it. So we have Lawrence on with Charlie this Saturday, and I can't wait because, once again, we're going after the younger generation. If you go out and look at Etched in Stone for kids, we got it for women. And we got it for males. And like I said, we've got the new product coming out that Dr. Wong's involved with me and everybody here. So this is what I'm talking about, pilgrimages. Like, if I lived near Dr. Wong, I'd probably drive him nuts. I'd be over probably every night to see him. Males need to do that. Males like to chatter. You know, we talked about when I go down to Texas, we're going to play with those Josie Wales pistoles. Okay? These are things I love to do. You share things. You become part of each other's lives. This is what's really important because we don't have this in much of the male world anymore. This is why I love the lifting, the stones, the camaraderie. This is what we used to be, and this is what we're growing into again and again and again. Take it away, my friend.
We will see the X and Y and millennial generations, the soft men,
yep,
die off.
Yeah.
They will die off naturally because they can't survive. They don't have the mechanisms to survive. They don't have the knowledge to survive. They don't have the strength of body or the strength of will to survive. They're just going to die off, whether HIV gets them from fucking each other in the ass.
Yep.
Or God knows what. They're going to die off. What is making me very happy is that the generation after the millennials, what do they call them? The Z generation or whatever?
Yeah, the Z. Yep.
Those guys get it.
Yeah.
They're the most conservative generation since World War II.
Yep.
They see all the limp-wristed, wishing whatever that's going on. And they don't like it. They know it ain't normal. And they've got the sense. And these guys have been spoon-fed communism since they were born.
Yeah.
But they've got the sense that it's wrong, and they know that it's wrong. And the pendulum is swinging the other way, and we have authors of books talking about cowboy philosophy and barbarian philosophy and alt-right philosophy and fascism and weightlifting and all the other things that you know, kind of get lumped together under manhood.
Yep.
And that's okay. These kids will sort it out. They'll figure out free choice and free speech is really nifty. They'll figure out that anything that restricts their liberty or their choices in liberty are bad.
Yep.
And they'll figure out that they're strong enough to make their own choices. They don't need a paternalistic government like the limp-wristed kids do, need to have their mommies tell them when to brush their teeth and wipe their asses or right. Wipe their asses for them.
Yeah.
These kids are the hope for the future. And luckily, this feminism that has gotten into men is a self-destructive thing.
Yeah.
You know, homosexual men, and I'm not saying that all these feminist guys are homosexual men, but homosexual men have a life expectancy of 35 to 36 years.
Yep.
Now, that's why they constantly need to be recruiting, because homos aren't born. Everyone in the 90s thought for sure that the Human Genome Project was going to prove that homosexuals were born. When it didn't, it shocked the living crap out of them, because all of a sudden, it wasn't a normal thing to have happen.
Exactly.
So as these guys die off and the old guys like us are teaching the younger generations how to be manly, I think you're going to see one hell of a swing the other way.
Yep.
Because the pendulum always swings the other way. And, you know, it started swinging the other way even before I realized it. Like I said, I can trace it back to Robert Bly in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
It started swinging back, and it's going to be one hell of an ass kicking along the way.
Well, you know, and when you made the comments you made are right on the mark. And here's something real interesting. All this stuff that's going on now, whether it's transgender, homosexuality, anything like that, the majority of people that are coming out speaking for it could give a rat's ass. What it is, it's another cottage industry.
Yeah.
And people are not aware of this. You know, everything is done emotionally now more than ever. That's what I was talking about. Turn your goddamn phone off. Turn your computer off. Turn the goddamn TV off. Take at least – start out one day a week with silence. Go out and read a book by Robert Bly. The book that I think is dynamite, I'm almost through, is What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership. This guy was like unbelievable. I'll read a quick clip right out of here because I've got bookmarks all over the place with this book. And this is what he talks about, one of the things with mental toughness. The most important element in the character makeup of a man, that's what we're talking about today, not a soy milk boy or a granola popping boy, is this. I'll read it again. The most important element in the character makeup of a man who is successful is that of mental toughness. Now, look, to do anything that is out in the universe, as I say, is going to require mental toughness like you've never felt before. You know, I'm not going to get into Dr. Wong's past or mine with money and business and all that, but both of us are going through things that most people would wilt and die with. Because if you don't have this burning desire, and it's got to even be more than that, I don't even know if I could put a word or a thumb on it. It's this mechanism within you. You know, when we talk about strength, it's a strength that I can't even calculate what you need. You know, they'll say, well, strength of mind, body, spirit, great. It's more than that. It's more than going out and picking up a 400-pound stone. Now, do all these factors contribute to strength? Bet your ass they do. Because without it, you're going down, man. You're going to fall on the sword. I got news for you. But let this enlighten you in a lot of ways, that if you want to be the run of the mill, that's okay. I don't care. It doesn't bother me, all right? But I would think all of us would want a little bit more. And if you look around you, look at all the sour faces you're going to meet up. Look at all the people that can't even look you in the eye. And why? I've said this before. I've been in places, 9 out of 10, I'm the only one not holding the phone and looking down at it. I learned this a long time ago, and I'm sure Dr. Wong can attest to this. When I was real young, you know, I started lifting at 10, and my brothers, we were doing some kung fu stuff. This guy was pretty brutal. And I can remember a couple things that he said, and I've never forgotten. It's funny how a few things can stick in your head. Number one, when you walk, never look down. Number two, when you walk, never have anything in your ears. Why do you think you don't look down, and why do you, when you walk, you don't have anything in your ears? You want me to tell you why, everybody? Because you become a fucking victim. You get beat up. You get mugged. Anything could happen. Did you ever see when you look down, someone pushes you on the back of the head, you go right on your face? You got somebody coming up behind you, you got stupid shit in your ears, you're dead, or you're hurt real bad. So all of these things that, you know, like my father used to say when I was young, you know, and you kind of like, okay, be a leader, not a follower. Well, you know what? I go down the cemetery, I'm the only one probably in the whole family that still goes. You know, it bothers my mom, my sister doesn't go, and neither does my brother Mark. But I go down there, and I talk to Jimmy, and I talk to my dad. And I said to my dad multiple times, if only I had him here one more time, you know, where we could see one another. I couldn't tell you. I don't know what I'd even say to him other than, you know, thank you. Because as hard as he was on us, and me being the oldest, he was wicked hard on me. And, you know, they had their hands full with Jimmy, who was second to me. Let me tell you something, man. It wasn't easy. And a lot of times I didn't understand why it was so hard on my ass. But you know what? Today I'm sitting here with two businesses. We're constantly hanging on the jagged edge. But I'm still here. And if it wasn't for those experiences and at times hating him because of how hard he'd be on me, I wouldn't have lasted. And I owe my father my life. Seriously. And my father never would have fed me granola or soy milk either. So I owe him something more than that. Go ahead, Doc. Take it.
Most men realize what you just said sometime around 35. Most men have a grudge against their dads.
Yep.
Most of the time because their moms did not speak well of their fathers.
Yep.
Or mom had a grudge. Or mom did something. So the boy walks around thinking that there's something wrong with his dad. And then he realizes around 35 when his wife is doing the same thing to him.
Yep.
Oh, shit. My dad went through this. My mom said the same thing about my dad that my wife is saying about me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then he begins to look at his father in a different light.
Yep.
And he begins to appreciate what his dad did to toughen him up and get him ready for the world. Mothers are here to nurture you,
yep,
to wipe your ass, to feed you, to love you, and to show you what the feminine side of things are. But they're not here to get you ready for the world. It is almost impossible for a woman to toughen up a boy to get him ready for the world.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing that boys from single-parent families have to do is toughen themselves up.
Yeah.
Some of them get it. Some of them don't. Good many of them don't.
Nope.
So you have these soft men around. The entire concept of the dad being the hard ass comes down from all the past generations. And it's always in the 30s, usually after 35, that the men finally get it. And then they understand what they need to do better with their sons. By the time most guys are 35, their sons are just about to hit puberty.
Yep.
Then they understand,
yep,
why they have to be the way They are. Think back to the movie Red Dawn.
Yep.
Prison camp scene when they go to see the dad. What did the dad say? There were times you hated me.
Mm-hmm.
But now you understand.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's that, and I think us males with our dads, you know, who's going to be the alpha and who's not? You're going to push your, at least I used to try to push my father as hard as I could. You know, you're lucky you didn't wind up with a broken nose. I mean, you know, that was old Italian. My father, one thing I will say, though, as hard as he was and not a touchy-feely guy, I always knew my father loved me.
Yeah.
And I always had a warm, safe house. I always had food in my belly. And he was just tough. You know, he was military. So was his dad. That was the way they were raised. They came from nothing. And each generation has done better and better. I owe my father a debt I could never repay him. It's the same thing when I talk about John Ridge, my chiropractor that we lost. I want to tell you this, and I'll give it right to you, because this will stun you when I tell you this. It'll be 3 weeks Thursday. And I go out and I do food shopping for my mom, usually very early in the morning. And in the produce section, there's a guy named Bob. He's probably in his 60s. Real good guy. You know, he's always like, how you doing, young fellow, all this. We talk. Sometimes we talk about music and things like that. Real personable guy. Good guy. So that was the week. That was a brutal week for me. There was all kinds of shit going down. And I was just like not in a good mood, miserable, questioning a lot of things. You know, you question yourself, your motives, everything. So I'm coming around the corner. Bob's coming at me. He's going to make a turn into the meat department. He goes, how you doing today, young fella? And I, you know, nobody wants to hear any bullshit. I said, I'm doing okay. You know? And he says to me just like this, Doc, keep smiling. And it literally stopped me in my tracks. There was only one person in my whole life that ever said, keep smiling. That was John Ridge.
Right.
And I don't care what anybody tells you. John might not be here physically like my pop, but John spoke through Bob. I don't care. People could tell me it's a coincidence. It's no coincidence. Nobody in my life has ever said that to me other than John all the time, and it was patience. And I said this to somebody. I said, well, maybe he was a patient. Well, I said, I know he's not, but I'll ask him. He's never even heard of John Ridge. So don't tell me, folks, there's not somebody out there looking out for you. That changed my whole week, and I've been very, very good with everything since I heard keep smiling. So never discount there's people in the world. You might not be able to see them physically, that are still looking out for you. And that was one of the most incredible things that have ever happened to me in my life. Because that was a game changer right there. Two words. Keep smiling. It's incredible. But, you know, Doc, add anything you want. Summarize everything. I could go on and on forever, but we've got – this is a hell of a show. Summarize everything. Give out all your information. I'll give mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
If you want to see where the whole thing started – where the pendulum started swinging back. Again, the book is Iron John by Robert Bly. Mm-hmm. And then go look for an article online entitled Waiting for the Fall. Not the fall as in weather, but the fall as in society.
Yep.
It was written, and I forget the name of the fellow. I apologize. He was one of Bob Depew's old Minutemen from the 1970s. And here again, I go to that extreme right thing. But they have an absolutely great handle on regaining manhood, and they're doing it through the Odinic religions. They're going back to the Norse religion. You know, funny thing, I've been looking at all the different things that have been happening in the New Men's Movement. Let's call it the New Men's Movement.
Okay.
It doesn't have a name yet.
Yep.
We'll name it. The New Men's Movement.
Yep.
The Manly Men's Movement. And there are some books that are teaching manners.
Yep.
And I mean, come on. How many guys know manners anymore? Other books teaching men how to properly dress to not look like they've got their pants hanging down their ass anymore, or their fucking hat on backwards.
Yep.
I just want to stuff those hats up down their throats. You know, what the meaning of a handkerchief in a jacket pocket is. Okay, yep. You've got other books teaching guys values, Christian values, cowboy values, warrior values, Marine Corps values, Viking values. That's great. All this stuff is coming back. You know, I don't care what side it comes from. It's all going to the same place.
Yeah.
It's going to teach boys how to be men again and going to remind men what it takes men to be men. This entire movement is coming and it's swinging and the pendulum is going the other way. Grab hold of it, hang on, and do your bit. Don't wait for anybody else to man up your kids. You man up your sons. If you need a little bit of manning up yourself, then go ahead and fucking do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyone who wants to read the rest of my rantings and ravings can go to drwong.u as in United, S as in States. Again, my radio shows are at drwongradio.com and on YouTube at Dr. William Wong's Essentials of Life and Wellness. And my supplements are at drwongsessentials.com.
You know, Dr. Wong, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to construct a page on FBC called Manly Man's Movement. We'll do that.
And there you go.
And what we'll do is anybody that wants to submit stuff, we'll start building the page up. That's what
great
we'll do.
Great idea.
We'll do that. Anything you want to put in, I put in. Anybody in the audience, we're going to start doing it.
I'll put in pictures of leggy women. Leggy women.
That's okay with me. I love them. When they're good, they're good. There's nothing better. But you got everything out?
Yep.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Like I said, the Manly Men's Movement now has arrived. We've been doing it for how many years? Now we've got a name courtesy of Dr. Wong. You know something? This is real important, and I know, like he said, it's taken off. You know, the thing is not to worry about anybody that doesn't want to do it because you know what? They're just going to be left on the side of the road on their own. No one's casting them out. They want to come in and get manly. They're welcome to. But if you don't, you're just going to sit on the side of the road and wait. Good luck to you. That's all I'm saying. Also, too, you want to talk about manliness, winner's circle. Crushes old age, crushes weakness, teaches you how to commit, teaches you about will, you name it. For $247, you get 13 modules. There's enough on those 13 modules to last you the rest of your life if you take each movement, break it down in the order it should be, and work on it. There's nothing like a dip or a pullover or a high shrug or a sandbag movement or, you know, the basics, the squats, the pulls, the stones. I mean, that's a lifetime of eating right there. So go out and check that out. Get on board. Buy the product. I will help you out any way you need help with it. We want people to really get into this stuff. Also, too, contribute to the companies. $25, $50, $100. It's there. It's all over. You know, as Dr. Wong talked about his YouTube channel, we have our YouTube channel. We are putting, at times, M&M out there, so you can find Motivation Muscle on our YouTube channel. It's Fiorello Barbell Co., Real Men, Real Strength. You put that in, you'll go right to it. There's a ton of stuff. There's all my video there. Have at it. It's great stuff. It's good stuff to look at. But let your kid look at it. I'm telling you right now, they might get some real interest in real training. It's real beneficial, believe me. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done, and there's over 800 shows. We've been up a little over 3 years now. Very proud of how far we've gotten basically on nothing. You know, you work hard, eventually things will break wide open, but, you know, it takes a long time to lay that foundation. You have to have the balls to do it. And I mean literally the balls to do it. Because if you don't, you will be sitting on the side of the road waiting for that car to come by or somebody to help you out. It just might not happen. So you really got to, as my dad always said, take the bull by the horns and do it. Also, too, sign up for our free newsletter on the homepage of motivationmuscle.com. It goes right to the MailChimp account. Anywhere else, I don't even know you exist. And we want you to be part of that, especially of all the things we're doing down the road. Like I said, we're going to be bringing Etched in Stone back. That product is unreal. One of the people that was involved here said, well, you know, you don't want to run two products at once. I'll run 100 at once. Now, this is my business. I don't care. Nobody's done much here that we've hired. So, you know, that's why we're in the state we are, and we're going to get into that more and more down the road. And I know Dr. Wong and his wife can attest to that too, because a few months back I had quite a long chat with Michelle, and you'd be amazed at the stuff she's seen and got into too. A lot of this stuff that they're peddling out there is all bullshit. It's a way to take your money. And I'm talking, everyone knows, I've lost over $25,000 of these friggin' snakes. Everybody's promising you this. Well, not anymore. That's it, period. But that's another show. Also, too, go out to iTunes. Oh, if you like a particular show for Dr. Wong and myself to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, you can get, please give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten on iTunes and Stitcher. AHA is high. You can get Motivation Muscle 24/7 in your car. That is a directory where you can get the show like many others. Also, if someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle of the gym, 5 words of inspiration can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. And we talked about all this stuff today. That is more pertinent now, I think, than ever. My mom was a trailblazer and still is. My mom is one of the nicest people you'd ever meet, and I mean way more agreeable than me. But I know one thing I've learned from her: you twist her tail, you got a problem. She takes an awful lot of shit where I won't. But that's the beauty of mothers, I guess. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it, take your stones and turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoos of Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We'll never follow anybody's. Never. Never, never, never. I promise you that. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. As no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, today you're going to have a load of it, my friend. This is pure adrenaline with testosterone mixed in it. And as Jason Gillen sent before, there's a great picture of a bunch of people that are on the show. In Scotland, they had a big thing with Denny's this weekend, and Charlie Oliphant gave me a great compliment. You know, all these people have been on M&M at one point, and Jason said, Eric, if it wasn't for you with your gamma all the time, there wouldn't be a hell of a lot with a lot of things. And I thank Jason for that, because I get a lot of compliments and don't say them. But I'll tell you right now, M&M has really set the stone world on its ass, because that's what I want to do among many other things, and we're just going to keep pumping it and pumping it. It is great stuff. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, keep smiling. Keep smiling. Say that on your best or worst day. I promise you it'll change your life. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And I said that with your mind. Be a steward of strength and a gatekeeper of your mind and your health. Take it serious when I say that, because I'm going to be doing a show on that very soon. So be aware of that. Also, too, you know, as I said, we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it and blow the roof off your house. Be part of Motivation and Muscle for the next 25 years. I promise you it will be the best 25 years of your life. Also, men, get rid of the belly. Get on the winner's circle. Get on also etched in stone. Get a hold of the Dr. Wong. Get on those supplements. Get that stuff down. Get your testosterone up. Get your estrogens down. Get those bones, those ligaments and tendons firing right again. And support your wives, support your girlfriends, love them. Your kids, same way with women. Women, you take care of your men. Be in good shape. Do the things you need to do. And don't let these vampires keep putting wedges between us. Let's be a family. Be part of the revolution. Be part of the family here at M&M. I promise you, it'll be the best 25 years of your life, guaranteed. And also, too, one last thing that I'm going to say that I say all the time. May we all live Among the Brave Forever. And that might be one of the first things I'm going to put up when we put the Manly Men's Movement page up. I think you need to hear that right away. Also, too, before I sign off with Dr. Wong, I want to tell everybody, live your passion, because I'll tell you what, I love to do this. This is no ego trip either. To think that we can change minds and we can bring people in and we can get people training and we can get people straightened out, you know, supplement-wise, what a better life, man. I mean, I've got the best life. I might say, well, I want this and I want that, and I'm not where I want to be. Well, none of us are probably where we want to totally be yet, but I'm going to get there, and I hope you'll all come along for the ride. Doc, it's always an honor and a privilege to have you on, and I look forward to many, many more years doing work with you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the air with you.
Thank you, and I appreciate your insight and everything, because I'll tell you what, there aren't many people that are versed like you, and I'm very lucky to have you on board. So, for Dr. William Wong, this show potentially could be up tonight. If not, it'll be tomorrow morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and it's great to have you all part of the family, because you mean as much to me, I hope, as I do to you. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the week, and go out and do something magnificent, because life is waiting for you. Don't be a slug. Be a winner and a champion. That's what matters. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.